You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
To trust him, you know, how many people trust God? You know, are you trusting God? Especially in America, it's hard to trust God. You can just, you know, you can trust your lawyer, you can trust your doctor, you can trust, you know, there's so many people to trust. But the last person, you know, the last one we want to trust really is the Lord, you know.
Well, he's the first one I want to trust. Well, I don't trust man.
But that's
well, remember, David said, cursed is the man that maketh man his trust. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust.
Yeah, so in America, we have a lot of trust in man, but we find ourselves imposing our trust in man, you know, enforcing trust in man. You know, you have to do this, you have to trust man. And we say that's for the good, you know, but we don't want to trust God, and trusting God is, almost a humane sin, you know. that's wrong. You have to do it. So God teaches us in his word to go after him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, all your, Amen. You know, all your might. So when we find ourselves not doing that, not living in the way that God tells us to live, and then you wonder, well, why aren't people going after the Lord? What has hindered the church? Why are they going after the things of the world? The things that are not of God. What's interesting them so much?
The pleasures of this life. That's what we found out.
And you find out that the interest of God is not in them. And they don't have that. So you have to remind them about the Lord. And this is what you find in Israel. You know, the judges, the time of the judges after Joshua. You know, you find out that the children of Israel all of a sudden forgot the Lord, you know, their God, and all of a sudden they began to practice heathenism. They begin to, and it became normal to them. It became normal to them until God comes and interrupts their normalcy, and then they say, "What's happening? Well, you've totally left God for the paganism things, for the things of the world, and now all of a sudden you're pleasing yourself, and you no longer are interested in God. You don't have a love for the people. You know, people can't pray, they can't fast.
But does it mean that everybody should get poor for God?
Well, you won't be poor in God. See, that's the thing. That's a trick, you know, that the enemy tries to use, you know, to deceive people, to make them think that, you know, God is poverty, but that's not the case. You know, God will bless you. He's the creator of all things.
Yeah.
God will. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you."
Yeah.
So God is constantly adding things to you, not in the way that you want, in the way that he wants, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We want to add things to ourselves in the way that we want.
That's
And that's where the problem comes in. There's a conflict of interest here. So my conflict, our conflict of interest, is a conflict between God's interest and our interest.
Yeah, but now I'm called an extremist because I remember I had a visitation from the Lord once, visitation of love.
Yeah.
Woke me up in the night. I just got born again. Like, first of all, I laid in bed. I didn't even know the scriptures then, but this flood was coming out of my heart, living waters. Mm-hmm. I went, what is this? What is this? And I got up out of my bed. I'm living in the ghetto of Troy, New York, a struggling songwriter, just gotten born again. I go out into my living room and just love is flowing through me. I said, just put a robe on me. I'll just go out and love people. I'll just go and love everybody. Love, love, love. And then I said, if this keeps up, I said, I won't even eat. I'll die. And I said, I guess on this level, I don't know if this can stay. And then all of a sudden, I believe the Holy Spirit, you know, went down through my head and then down my chest and then went down my legs and out my body.
Wow.
But it's like, and so sometimes I'm an extremist. So I think, like, I should just quit all this, get rid of the studio, get rid of everything I have, and put a cross on my back and go walking down the street. Well, you know, I'm an extremist. But you're living the extremist that I thought about living, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, you're living in that little RV. Yeah.
Well, I mean, right Come now, we're going to get
you,
a...
Can you get a bigger one?
Well, we're going to get a bigger one.
You got
one.
Three kids, now you got two other coming away.
Yeah, God, I mean, well, God's going to bless
you. You must be a man.
Look, Red's here, too, on the way. You, look at him in a spirit. How you know Red?
But you're pregnant. I mean, but you're pregnant.
I'm not pregnant.
But how you all these kids...
Well, God is the one who has provided for us all this time.
Listen, I'm selfish.
Yeah.
I need my alone time.
Yeah.
And I asked God why I didn't have children, which really bothers me. But there was also a messed up childhood, so I don't know if I knew how to be a good dad. But so I regret that. But at the same time, then I say, well, what have I done? What I done without? Because you know, if I focus strictly on a family, then I may not have done whatever he wanted me to do. Hopefully, but I don't know. It's a lot of conflict of knowing. You know, what do we do? How far do we go? I mean, you're an extremist.
I don't consider. Just think about everything you do. Everything you do is extreme. You know, you're here. Yes. Everything you have your radio. You're doing it extremely. I mean, people do what they do. They do their job extremely. They drive their car extremely. You know, they just don't do anything for God extremely. That's it.
Yeah. All I know is this: I'm in my 70th year.
They go to God.
And I know, and I want you to pray for me, please.
Amen. I will. I love to pray.
Do you think you're a prayer warrior?
Yes, I am.
Because I tell you why, I want this last little. I shouldn't say little bit because I could. He didn't use Moses till he was 80, and God today people living to be 120.
Amen.
But whatever I do henceforth, I want it to be have eternal consequence.
Amen.
Because all this stuff burns.
Yes. Yeah. What we do for God lasts. Yeah. That's what we're.
And that's the part. That's the part that that is the in the back of our mind that really should be in the front of our mind.
Amen.
That if everything that you do, the only thing that's going to last is what you do for Christ. And then if you don't do it in the fashion that he requires, and we don't look at God as having requirements of us. He does have requirements of us. He tells us what we should do, what we shouldn't do.
That's right.
You know, like the rich young ruler, he came to the Lord and he said, what must I do? And Jesus didn't say, oh, just believe on me and everything's going
to... Sell everything you have, give it to the poor,
Well, before he did that, he went down and listened to commandments.
Looking back to heaven going, oh, no, I was called as a disciple.
Wow.
Talk about living in regret. I would ask God to totally annihilate me after that.
That's it. We were just talking about
it. It's like the guy who turned down Windows at IBM for $80,000 or $75,000, you know.
Yeah. I mean, here's this man, he's got this dilemma. Either I, you know, go follow Jesus or I just keep what I have, you know. And so when God comes to you,
because he had much, he walked away sorrowful.
Yeah. But look at how did he get rich? He followed the commandments of God, you know. And then he didn't wait till Jesus finished the sentence. Jesus said, "There's no man having left all." And well, in this life, receive my. So he would have had even more than he had, but he didn't let Christ finish the sentence. Neither did he let Christ finish the work. And so when you're talking about leaving yourself, you're talking about don't do that, John. You're talking about going after God in the way that he wants you to go. Sometimes we go after God 20%, 10%, or something even smaller.
Yeah.
And then we want a lot because the Bible says, and I know a lot of people don't think that they're works. The Bible says your works follow you. I mean, he's going to reward us based on our works.
Let me ask you this.
We don't like to think about that, but it's true.
Now, to a lot of people, you know you're a nut.
Yeah.
You're out there on the street corner with your mega thing.
Yeah, mega thing.
Yelling about Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the Bible says he has chosen the foolish things of this world
to
confound those that are wise in their own eyes.
Yes. That's right.
And he has chosen the foolishness of preaching.
That's right.
Paul said.
That's right.
So here you are, a fool for Jesus, which, you know, he said if they whatever they do to you, if they cast to get you or put you down, or jump up and down for your reward in heaven is great, you know. And does that bother you?
No. You know what, Rhett?
It would bother me, I think.
Well, think about it, Rhett. If people started criticizing you because of your radio station,
they have.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
you know what I got picked on all these years? They only pick on the fact that I mentioned Jesus. Because I've been on 28 years.
Right.
And the rich people, you know, I was on all those big stations here and everything.
Right.
And they would, you know, I could talk about anything. Yeah. You could talk about, you know, stuff you shouldn't talk about.
Right.
Sex and stuff. But if you talk about Jesus, well, why don't you save that for Sundays? Why don't you go up to the Bible Belt? They're offended by the name. Of course, Jesus said, the world hates me because I show them that their deeds are evil, right?
And you just said it, Rhett. But look at that, Rhett. You enjoy the conversation of Christ so much so to where the ridicule is not even something that you even consider.
It doesn't bother me.
It almost is like when I'm on the road, Rhett, and we see the, you know, people give you the middle finger and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You almost get it.
Well, I've done that when I've been protesting for the for life. You know, I want you to know, God, like you had a miracle.
Yeah.
A girl had broken my heart. I'm in upstate New York in Schenectady. And this girl, I mean, there's guys, I was at this Jewish family's house that believe in Jesus. They came to know the Lord. There's maybe six of us praying. A guy puts his hand on my shoulder.
Yeah.
This is 30-something years ago. He says, God told me you're going to move to Florida from New York State, and somewhere outside of Orlando, and you're going to have a radio show.
Wow.
I forgot about it. In the meantime, they flew me down to do a concert, Gerald Durstein's Christian Retreat Center. I'd already been to Africa, and this lady said, why don't you come to Haiti? I said, I haven't got any money. I did a concert at a church, and this old guy says, I've always hated black people, but God gave me a new heart. How much do you need to go, son? I said, $900. He wrote the check for $900. So I'm off to the friendlies, guys. We come back to America a couple of weeks later. It was one of the greatest vacations of my life because it wasn't about a vacation. It was about feeding the hungry. It was wonderful.
Oh,
anyway,
wow.
So I come back to the United States, and this lady has 9 kids and stuff. So we're going to go across the Florida and eat over here in a place called Vero Beach, where Vero Beach, and then we go back. A couple years later, whenever it was, a year and a half later, I'm driving down here. I stop in here. I get invited to sing for the Dodgers. I get invited to go on a radio show, and they say, hey, you've got personality. Would you like to have a radio show? 2 years into it, I went, oh, my word, the prophecy.
Yay.
Now it's been 28 years.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
My father was killed when I was very young. He says he's the father to the orphan.
Amen.
So I believe that's why I got a little special treatment there, that he, how many people does God actually pick what you're going to do?
Amen. Yeah.
And you just said it because you said that I was listening to what you were saying. You were saying,
amen,
you were giving me credibility that I'm bringing the word of the Lord through the airwaves.
Amen.
And been faithful to do that. I hope so.
Yeah.
I may have been a failure in many areas of my life, but if Jesus was here, I'm not supposed to say it, but say like, well, I was faithful in one thing. I did declare your name.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, he who declares me before man.
He'll declare me before the
Father.
Amen.
Yeah, and he who denies
me. And Rhett, even though you're doing your radio and you enjoy it, God said you're going to do it. And so even with the ridicule, you're like, yeah, but you're not going to stop.
It's the only place I ever found truth.
Yeah. That's
and
so right.
I quote the Bible. The word of God is nigh unto my lips, and I can't help it, you know?
Yeah, and you enjoy it because not because somebody said you did a good job or anything like that. You could care less. You'd be like, I just really enjoy what I'm doing.
So you're enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you believe you have is this what you're going to stay doing? Do you think something else is up ahead?
God's always got surprises for you. So
you want to have a church? Because you're growing your own church right here.
God's always got surprises for you. The most important thing is whatever God has you do it with all your might.
Yep.
And enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey.
That's
All right, listen. I got to go because I got to the point. But listen.
Yes.
Love you guys in the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for honoring me by being here. It's an honor to know you.
Amen.
And Sister Victory.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad I found this out about you today. You know?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
God is using me.
You two are equally yoked.
I'm happy to hear that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Thank you,
absolutely.
Sir.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm here to serve you. I hope we can do a second half sometime soon.
Oh, just whenever you invite us back.
Okay, and anytime you need me.
Amen.
Just call me.
Count on you to call me crazy.
Right? And I'll count on me to buy you more chocolate.
That's right.
All right, thanks.
All right, we got to go for now.
All right, God bless
you.
Okay. All right.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.